We're going to do a whole variety of my work today, everything from angels to artichokes.
Well, first, don't forgive me for so rude. Tell me, who is J. Paul Horgan?
I am a poet laureate. I have been writing since I was the age about 4.5, 5 years old. At this point, my collection is about 110,000 pieces of work. It's crazy. It's really something else. So, once again, I've been writing since I was about 4.5, 5 years old. That's my first recollection of writing a song. I am a poet, songwriter, storyteller, and I'm performing at the Pioneer Underground on Saturdays. I'm introducing the stand-up industry to rhyme. To comedy rhyme. I write a lot of dry humor. I do ecology. I do history. I do kids' book type. I call it Seuss style work. So I'm doing about 9 different forms of performance poetry and songwriting.
Now, is there a website people can that are interested can
yes.
go to find just some
yes,
of your work?
There is. If you're interested in what I'm doing, and especially if you have any ideas for me.
Like if you're a publisher or if you have connections
would
to.
A for-real publisher
yeah.
is what I'm lacking
right.
now. I need an illustrator, a really good illustrator. I'm prepared to put out maybe 150, 200 kids' books at this point. The main work is done. The writing is done. You're going to hear a couple today. My website, you can get into my website at jpaulhorgan.com.
jpaulhorgan.com.
Very simple. That will take you into my website. So there you have it.
Okay. So
I also have a Patreon account. If anybody was in the mood for maybe helping me keep the floodwaters. My head's above the water, but not a whole lot at this point. I need to make this work fly. It's that time now. It's been many, many years of writing. And I'm an on-location type writer. When I happen to ramble over to Monterey, I'll get right out on the rocks where the waves are crashing, and that's where I like to create. Or 40,000 feet in the air on a flight I was on a few years back. I did a lot of writing at 40,000 feet, looking down at the clouds and way, way back in the woods where Bigfoot does exist. And I have never been one-on-one with him.
No, you haven't met him yet?
No, but I got one called Furry Friends. And so I've been way, way back in the woods working my pens. Been working my pens for many, many years now, all over the western United States as well as Florida. A little bit back east, here, there, and all over.
Now, is there any one thing that inspires you, or is it just the whole thing all culminating together?
When I see it, modern day, when I'm picking on computers or cell phones, and I see somebody throw their cell phone across the parking lot, I'll get a little spark, and I'll go, there's a good comedy in this. So I'll go off like that. So pretty much everything inspires me, to tell you the God's truth. I write, I'm very varied. We are going to start this little session off with a piece that was just published last Saturday in the Nevada Appeal. Occasionally I will email them a piece of mine. For instance, the horrific shootings that happened a year or so ago now, what, about a year ago in Las Vegas. I wrote one about that incident. They grabbed it. This one they grabbed the other day. This is a tribute to the people that lost loved ones in the horrific synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. This is short and sweet. 3 stanzas was published once again in the Nevada Appeal out of Carson City last Saturday. This is tough stuff. Really, really tough stuff. This is about compares to eulogy work when I do eulogies. And hate hasn't a chance. Though at times, like flames of fire, hatred is spread. As if painting a picture, love is dying or dead. But hate cannot compare to the power of love. Nothing comes close here and high above. Hate hasn't a chance with what love can do in the home of the free, God's red, white, and blue. Okay, we're going to jump in. We're going to have some fun here. We're going to do some. Well, it's been a kind of a hot wave or heat wave there last night. It was nice and toasty warm up there on the mountain.
It hit about 34 degrees or something?
No, it was colder than that. We're going to lead in with T-shirt weather. Icicles in my underwear. My veggies are vegetating and sporting frozen mold. Icicles in my ears and nose. The weather has gotten ice cube cold. How cold is it? It's cold enough to freeze your fingers purple blue. Someone said it's T-shirt weather. They must like frozen stew. When your car freezes to the street and the dog won't go outside and the mailman's on a sleigh, it's probably time to hibernate inside and hide. There you have it. Next, we're going to do a piece. This jumped out of my main collection yesterday. It wants to be read. It's called Too Much Information. Too Much Information. I'm in the process now trying to stuff computer knowledge into the little bit of brain that I have left. Say no more. Too much information. With a daily dose of information, my head was ready to explode. The energy connectors in my brain were beginning to corrode. My thinker wasn't thinking. My flashers and blinkers wouldn't blink. Everything was overwhelming. I had to stay afloat. It was either swim or quickly sink. I've heard of information overload, but considered it a joke. Hey, it wasn't very funny when my ears began to smoke. I had tried to learn so much so fast. My head or brain was out of space. I had way too much information. You could see it in my face. I needed a vacation, a complete withdrawal from screens. I had gotten more than overwhelmed. There were computers in my dreams. If your brain begins to swell and your ears begin to smoke, grab a bucket of ice water and give your swollen head a soak. On the information highway, I must have hit a tree. Some kids can navigate computers at the age of 2 or 3. This is going out and visiting a lady friend. I would put this place, imaginary place, somewhere. I would say Oregon would be a good fit for this. This next piece is called 41 Miles of Bad Road. Years ago, there was a song way back in the 50s, 40 Miles of Bad Road. So this is 41 Miles of Bad Road. She said, turn right, go 14 blocks, hit the gravel road, go left 18 miles. You'll make it or you'll break it. Arriving here can take a while. When you smell the pig farm, turn right, then left, then right again. 2 or 3 miles down the cow path, you'll no longer smell the pens. Another 7 miles on your left, you might see the creek. Down the path through poison oak and ivy is a good place to take or leave a leak. Past the old cornfield on the right, you'll see the sign Dead Rabbit Trail. Near the Escargot Sanctuary, try not to step on snails. She stated, we don't have a driveway, just park anywhere. You could have a picnic if it wasn't for the bears. She said, if you get lost, we'll send the dogs. They like to track folks down. If we're not home when you arrive, it's only 40 miles into town.
That's good. I like that one.
I think everybody's been on this one where you get put on hold to the point when you start off, you're clean shaven, and by the time you do get connected, you're tucking your beard into your jeans. 18 months and 14 hours.
Uh-oh.
18 months and 14 hours. Look out, Dave. Here goes.
Oh, 18.
I got put on hold till I grew mold. Minutes then hours rolled away. Elevator songs had me in limbo. I couldn't get away. Summer then autumn came then went. I couldn't get away. Soon it became the same old songs with every coming day. The same old song and dance. We value your call. With the phone duct taped up to my ear, I felt Neanderthal. Everywhere I went, I was always on hold. Life with a phone stuck to my ear was getting really old. I was brought up to never hang up, but this was getting out of hand. I guess that there are those still stuck on hold when they reach the promised land. Some people get so stuck to phones they have to have them in the shower after 18 months on hold. Mine's in the ocean, out of power. We have a one-page piece. I'm proud of this. This is called The Power of Love. No power there is beyond that of true love. It transforms the world, lifting all high above. Love can drive out sin here, there, all around. Where love is concentrated becomes sacred ground. God is love, love is God, to him, then, to each other. Universal, the calling to just love one another. I decide I'm going to donate organs. I'm going to do what's right if I get run over. So I'm going to donate the kidneys and the liver. I'm at any rate, this has really put the kibosh to that well-meaning endeavor called I Know When I'm Not Wanted. I tried to be an organ donor. They giggled at me and said, you're old. Your skin needs to be ironed. We can see you're full of mold. Your dog probably scratches on the door when he wants you to go outside. The sign says no oldsters need apply. To get in here, you must have lied. I said, I'll have you know I chase women every day. They said, yeah, when they're on a walker, it's hard for them to get away. They said, your parts are all worn out. At this point, you're almost fertilizer. If you said you were Neanderthal, no one would be the wiser. I said, I know when I'm not wanted, my wrinkled rear is out of here. I did cartwheels to the door while people stood up and cheered. Yeah, I said, I'll have you know I chase women every day. They laughed that when they're on a walker, it's hard for them to
get away. I can't stop laughing.
That's
funny.
The greatest compliment there is. If I can make people laugh, then I'm doing my job. We're going to do a couple kids' book flavored pieces. The first one's kind of a lead-in, I guess you would call this. It's called We Can Return There. Oh, to be as a child again, back to the days of way back when, back to the days of loving laughter, the times to influence here and hereafter, the songs we sang, the stories we told of love we knew well, fresh from heaven's fold. We can return there in memory. Some feel younger when older. Why not you and me? Next, we have a piece called Beak to Beak. You got to add the illustrations and the color. I'll add the words. Beak to Beak. Fred and I went out for coffee to the Duckling Cafe. The door duck was delightful, quacking us to have a ducky day.
Quack, quack.
Perfect. There were seagulls eating sardines. There were geese and ganders and goslings. There were feathers on the floor. All the customers had wings. There were emus as well as ostrich. Some big birds have three toes. There were penguins on the patio. From where? God only knows. Birds were speaking beak to beak, eating breadcrumbs dipped in cheese. They couldn't get enough fondue served by a flamingo named Louise. There were pelicans and hummingbirds singing songs and humming tunes. There were owls taking catnaps waiting for the moon. Parrots in particular were talking up a storm. There were two old ravens at the counter, talking, squawking, looking rather worn. The Duckling Cafe is a landmark. Fly in some time and grab a seat. Everybody's welcome, even if you have webbed feet.
Beautiful.
Moving along, we have feathers and fins. There is a landmark cafe where seagulls and pelicans prevail so close to the marina. You can see the silken sails. It's a sort of salty, sassy atmosphere with feathers on the sandy floor. When it's wild and windy, you can sometimes hear the ocean's roar. They serve sourdough fondue with herring or salty sardines. They even have fresh oyster tacos with sour cream, fried rice, and beans. The coastal customers flock in. Lots of them come by to see the flamingo named Louise waiting tables on the patio in a grass skirt beneath palm trees. The cafe is a landmark as well a destination for flocks of feathered friends flying over on migration. Crows and ravens intermingle, pelicans parade while seagulls sing. Cormorant diving, ducks are often dancing, great horned owls ask, "Who?" and flap their wings. Stop on by and join on in. They're all wonder where you've been. Just look for the salty sign that says feathers and fins.
So tell us a little bit more about your website. What's on it, and what can they learn about you?
You're going to see some QuickTime videos. I do have a YouTube channel. There's five or six. The last two shows, radio shows that you and I did, my particular parts on those two shows are on there. You'll come to a place on my website. It'll show a picture of me with a monarch butterfly on my nose. Once you reach that part of the website, scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see both of the recent shows that you and I have done. And there's a bunch of other stuff on there. I have a computer partner of mine that's handling. He's trying to jam all this computer info into my brain, which is, I'm actually learning some things, but he is kind of taking me under his wing. So he's got a bunch of surprises as well on my website. It's pretty good.
So. All right, so if there's anyone out there that's listening that has any knowledge of publishing or whatever computer programming type stuff.
Performance type stuff that I could fall into.
Right.
I'm looking for
help
the
out.
Right venue.
That's what this whole thing is about. It's getting J. Paul Horgan's material out there. You know, I mean, the more it's out there, the more people can hear it. I think the more people would want to hear it. I mean, it's a very, very interesting stuff.
Thank you so much. It's very funny stuff.
It's very life stuff. You know, I mean, some of this stuff is pretty deep. You know, I mean, because I get to hear it almost on a daily basis. You know, I mean, it's, you know.
Dave has become one of my best mentors. Whenever I pass him, I'm still writing daily. There were times in my past I would write in a cafe for 10, 12 hours at a time. I could fill an entire notebook when I got sort of in the zone, you call it. Next, we're going to do one called In the Spirit. In the Spirit. It's the rhythm of the ocean. It's the lyric and the beat. It's the splendor of the spirit that makes you want to move your feet. It's in the atmosphere, it's in the vibes of love that make you want to rise above. It's in the children's laughter, it's here and there and all around. It's in the wind out on the highway when you're inspiration bound. It's in a peaceful dream when love is all around. It's in the middle of a hug, it's as if you're heaven bound. It's when you're really living beyond just getting by. It's when love is all around and you feel like you can fly. It's love and inspiration. It's angelic high. It's when love is all around and you feel like you can fly. It's in the rhythm of the ocean. It's in the lyric and the beat. It's in the splendor of the spirit that makes you want to move your feet. It's the rolling, rocking rhythm of cascading mountain streams. It's the spicy, salty ocean air that provides Pacific dreams. It's in the stillness of the stars as if diamonds in the night. It's the osprey, owl, and eagle when they take to flight. It's where the redwoods meet the ocean, where the surf is keeping beat. It's when love is in the air and you gotta move your feet. It's in the rhythm of the ocean. It's in the lyrics and the beat. It's in the splendor of the spirit that makes you wanna move your feet. That was written at my little writing studio in Virginia City, 10/22/13, that piece, In the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
Next, we're going to go into a couple angel poems. I have a book put out, I believe it was 08, of the Angels. These are two of my favorite pieces. These will be upcoming, Midnight Snow and Hebrews 13. So we're going to come back to those shortly. Dropping in on my old flame, I noticed things weren't quite the same. It seems she has a computer bug and has forgotten how to kiss and hug. With a computer in her office, a computer in her car, she even had one wired up upon the breakfast bar. You know, a little hand upon the screen means more to her than mine, and as long as she's got something called a mouse, she's doing fine. While she's online, I'm out of line to talk of life before computers and their software arrived at her front door. Dave, she traded our old Chevy we used to wash and wax for gizmos sent from IBM and something called a fax. If Lady Luck is on my side and I ever have a son, I hope he keeps his woman off computers and maybe has some fun. Called
we'll be
online
back, folks.
All the time. There you go.
Okay, now let's get back to J. Paul Horgan.
Okay, as promised, we're going to do a couple pieces from my Of the Angels book, which was published in about 08. These two, like I was telling Dave earlier, are probably my favorite pieces out of everything I've written. It was magic when these pieces, at minimum, magic. When these pieces came to be. The first one, Midnight Snow, came about in Oregon. I had a night watchman or a watchman's position on property about a quarter to a half mile from the ocean. 3 years later in North Idaho, Midnight Snow came about. So these two are a pair. Hebrews 13. Upon a dark and dreary night, by oil lamp I sit and write, alone in simple solitude, while the flame does cast the mood. Then soft a knock comes to my door as I ponder life once more, tapping gently on the glass. Could she be lost or out of gas? The lamplight lured her passing by to writer's roost, both warm and dry. Indeed, she had some time to spare at my abode in ocean air. A poet she had never met, stating clearly, not as yet. I read a verse or two, it seems, of inspiration and velvet dreams. The hours rolled as bells did toll, and verse flowed free from heart and soul. As if soulmates we passed the time, she seemed spellbound with words of rhyme. When sunlight filtered morning air, I woke upright with no one there. Had she been real or from my dreams? She sat with me, or so it seems. It's then I saw a scripture quote, penned in lipstick someone wrote. Entertain strangers, for by doing so, some entertain angels, yet may not know. Hebrews 13 does talk of this, so to the clouds I tossed a kiss. 3 years down the road from Oregon to Idaho, middle of the night, outside it warmed up all the way around me in 9 degrees for about an hour and a half while I penned Midnight Snow. Footprints in the midnight snow, soft fall the shadows from the fire's glow. Who pays the call this time of night when the full moon guides the owl's flight? tapping on the well-worn door while I ponder life once more. May it be my soulmate's call while gentle snowflakes steady fall? Or can it be a long-lost friend traveling far from round the bend? Certainly no creature found, taken in, now homeward bound. Tapping gently now once more, I slowly stir from chair to door. Once again I ponder who, while the flames dance red then blue. Through the window I faintly see what awaits this night for me. The lady fair who shared some time as an angel lost in rhyme, out along Pacific shore where waves give birth to ocean's roar. Back again from where she came, though to me she gave no name. She glowed as if a misty light, neon pearled, the best of white. Her embrace was warm with love, not from the earth, but high above. Now to the table by the fire she kindled true my heart's desire. But how could an angel truly be a soulmate to the likes of me? Spellbound, we touched both hand in hand. How could this be a union plan? We spoke so free, yet without sound of spirit travel, heaven bound. But yet, how can I leave this place, born long ago to human race? She only smiled and shook her head. I tasted of the thoughts she said. I shall await till comes the time you choose to pen your final rhyme. Then in a whisper off we'll travel, eternity's mysteries shall fast unravel. Never feeling love as such, no pen may paint her gentle touch. Afraid that now she'd travel on, since the sky showed signs of dawn. Yet she assured me all I seek with words the soul may only speak. When I decide the time to roam, she'd guide me on to heaven's home. Meanwhile, the embers slowly died. With joy unequaled, I gently cried, embracing me as if with wings no words describe when angels sing. Though eyes may not see her with me, she yet remains till death does free. Great change indeed since midnight snow. Never more alone, of this I know. I'm going to jump right into this one. It's wanting to be read. It's called Especially Things That Fly. I get along with bumblebees. They just buzz and bumble by. I have no problem with most insects except mosquitoes and horseflies. Mosquitoes suck you dry, horseflies take a bite. The little songs mosquitoes sing are not good melodies at night. Most bugs try not to bug us, they just sing and do their things. If you stop and think about it, there are zillions of things with wings. Crickets, grasshoppers, butterflies, and lightning bugs all use their wings at times. Maybe I meant to paint a picture using insect rhymes. Dragonflies and ladybugs, even most spiders are okay. Moths are mostly mellow. They come to life at close of day. Yeah, I get along with bumblebees. They just buzz and bumble by. All of nature fits together, especially things that fly. One more?
We got time for more.
Now, I debate with these guys. They get this big film crew, and they all run out into the woods of Northern California or Oregon looking for Bigfoot. While they're out there, I mean, you can go into Berkeley, California, and stand on the corner, and you're going to see guys walk by that are damn near 7 feet tall. They got hair down to their knees, and they're wearing a size 22 tennis shoe. Meanwhile, the film crew's out looking for him in the middle of the woods.
I mean, downtown Berkeley.
I can stand downtown Reno or downtown a lot of places, and I can see aliens. I know damn well. I look at a particular lady, and I go, there's no way this woman is from Earth. She has to be an alien. Any rate, moving on that idea, I, for one, have little doubt. there are some so-called people seriously out there who must be from somewhere in space. Wherever they may have come from, it's almost certain not the human race. There are many things on planet Earth that few, if any, know about, that aliens walk among us. I, for one, have little doubt. Some of us have met our share with PhDs that really have no clue of life beyond a university, yet in reality, very little is now new. I've seen some old-time hippies that may be from Jupiter. While we're at it, is it true humans once had tails and fur? Some so-called humans we see out there must be out there from outer space. No matter how they try to hide it, you can see it in their face.